Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer, who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips to any unsolved crime that might be happening in your area. If you want to call them, do that today. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Liv the Web Girl, what are we doing today for Murder Monday?
Today we're talking about what happened when three boys tried to make an ultimate satanic sacrifice. So our story first starts with three boys in the summer of 1995 in a small town in California off the Central Coast. Royce Casey was 16 years old, Jacob Delaschmidt was 17, and Joseph Fiorola was 15. They were all friends who bonded over being outcasts. They were known troublemakers in school and did not fit in. The three young men were avid drug users, using meth or acid daily. Jacob, the oldest, had an interest in the devil and had a lot of books and information on satanic worshiping. With all three boys looking for something to be a part of, they decided to intrigue this interest, and they started a death metal band to worship the devil.
Well, that sounds like a fun show to go to.
The band's name was Hatred, with the T being a cross. And the group became obsessed with other death metal bands that talked about Satan and sacrifices, looking up to the band Slayer the most. They started to fantasize on what kind of sacrifices they would do and how they would do it. That's when Joseph, the youngest of the boys, really started to push them and motivate them that they should commit a sacrifice themselves. The first sacrifice they committed was going into a graveyard at night and marking the headstones of people they wanted to come back to dig up and rob. As they continued with their death metal music and listening to the lyrics, they become more and more fascinated with torturing and murdering in honor of Satan. They learned that the ultimate sacrifice was to get the blood of a pure virgin. That's when they started to watch and stalk Elise Paler. Elise had met Jacob a year before, and he saw the blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl as a pure virgin. They were friends and would occasionally hang out at the same parties. Elise was a very kind and nice girl. She didn't like hanging out with the popular group because she felt like they excluded people. So she would hang out with the group that seemed to include everyone. She would drink and smoke marijuana here and there and would sneak out of her parents' house past curfew to hang out with friends. One night, the 15-year-old girl gets a call from Jacob about a chill hangout. She sneaks out of her parents' house and meets up with Royce, Jacob, Joseph, and another boy named Travis Williams. They take her to a wooded area near the water. They're all standing there hanging out, and then Travis pretends to fall down a small hill to the water. Elise hops down to make sure he is okay and everything's all right. And that's when the other boys toss Travis a knife and start chanting, "Do it, do it, do it." But Travis stood there frozen and couldn't go through with it. Elise must have thought it was a joke because she never reported the incident.
What?
When we come back, I will tell you how the boys finally committed their ultimate sacrifice to Satan.
I live the web girl. Where do we leave off and where are we going for Murder Monday?
Okay, so just a heads up, this next part is very graphic.
It's so a little listener discretion.
Yes, a listener discretion. So when I left off, Royce, Jacob, and Joseph were all very committed to the devil and satanic worshiping. They had been stalking Elise Paler for a while now and continued to plan her sacrifice, but this time without Travis. On the night of July 22nd, 1995, 15-year-old Elise got a call from her friend Jacob about a promised hangout at a eucalyptus grove. After laying in bed and watching a movie with her parents, she snuck out to meet her three friends. They walked her to a wooded area, one similar to the first time. Elise was talking to Royce and Joseph when Jacob took off his belt, walked up behind her, and put it around her neck and started choking her. As she was struggling and trying to fight, Royce held her hands and Joseph pulled out a hunting knife and stabbed her over and over again in the neck. When she falls to the ground, both Royce and Joseph stabbed her in the back. Even with being stabbed so many times, Elise was still alive and was screaming out for her mom and crying out prayers. That's when Royce stomped on the back of her neck and they never heard her make another sound. Ugh. Each one of the boys took turns sexually assaulting her body. The next morning, the Palers went to go wake up their daughter and notice that she was gone. It was very unlike her, so they called the police to report a missing person. The police did not see the urgency in this case and ruled that she was a runaway. The Palers hung up flyers all around town and tried to search for her as much as they possibly could. It wasn't until March 16th, 1996, 8 months later, that Royce went to the police. Royce had admitted to what he and his two friends did. He said he was coming clean because of a newfound religious belief and because he thought Joseph and Jacob were going to murder again and it could possibly be him. He had started to separate himself from the band and was scared of what they were going to do because of what he knew. Royce led them to an isolated eucalyptus grove, and that's when the body of Elise Paler was found, less than a mile away from her parents' home. Later, an autopsy showed that Elise had 12 stab wounds, and none of which were fatal, meaning that the cause of death was a slowed bleed out. She had been alive for the majority of the experience on that July night.
Man.
Royce had admitted that throughout the 8 months of her missing, all three boys would make frequent visits back to her body to continue to sexually assault her corpse. He said that the three boys had thought that whatever was the worst thing they could do would be the best tribute and sacrifice to the devil and would get them into hell. The three boys believed that this sacrifice would ultimately enhance their musical abilities in their death metal band and they would be able to go professional.
How delusional.
All of that was done to be able to make your band go professional. Royce, Joseph, and Jacob were all charged with first-degree murder with special circumstances, which would be torture and rape. All three were tried as adults. They were sentenced to 26 years to life in prison. The Paler family started a nonprofit organization for misogynistic lyrics in rock music in honor of their daughter, and a small tribute with pictures and crosses lays at the murder site in honor of Elise Paler. If you would like to see photos of Elise and the three boys, you can go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show to check it out. That's Murder Monday.
Wow, that was heavy.
Very heavy, very dark, very graphic.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you very much for Murder Monday today.